Welcome to episode 67 of the Sports Marketing Machine podcast, the podcast to help those working in sports level up your marketing skill set so that you can sell more tickets, sell more merchandise, and grow your fan base. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. Today, we're going to talk about return on ad spend, or ROAS. I'm going to explain to you and share with you a story today of one team who realized their ROAS was wrong. What if I told you that a team just like yours was getting 4-to-1 on their advertising spend? So they put in $1 and they got $4 back. That would be great, right? But what if I told you that same team's single game attendance went down? Your immediate thought would be, well, gosh, were they spending their marketing dollars on groups? What was going on here? Here's exactly what happened. This specific team hired an ad agency to manage their ad budget. So they said, here is $100,000. We want you to go out and spend ads on a bunch of different places and share with us the return on ad spend and share with us all the metrics of the things that you are doing. And that agency did just that. The end of the year, though, they put together a report showing that they had produced a 4-to-1 return on ad spend despite the attendance dropping. This report showed a false sense of success, and here's why. This is where it gets a little bit granular, so you may have to come back and take a listen to this part a couple times. The ad agency and most marketing directors never tie reported conversions from platforms or even from the data that the ad agency shares to actual ticket buyers. Let me say that again. The ad agency is going to share with you a report that says, hey, we drove you X number of conversions. We drove you 50. We drove you 100 conversions. They're not actually tying those conversions to actual ticket buyers. Had they done this, the team would have realized that most of the reported conversions shared from the ad agency in the dashboard that they put together, that's all pretty, were repeat ticket buyers. So what does that mean? So the ad agency shares with you a report that says, hey, we've got a 4-to-1, we've got all these conversions. They never actually looked at the data of actual ticket buyers and tied it all together. What that means is the ad agency was claiming credit for the hard work that the marketing director was doing through their emailing and texting and providing bounce back offers to fans who had already purchased. That means that the ad agency was taking credit for the hard work of the marketing director who was doing all this work, sending out all these emails, text messages, and what have you to get their repeat ticket buyers, people who are past ticket buyers to buy tickets this year. So that marketing director was doing all the work, but the ad agency was taking the credit for it because the ad agency never provided them a report of repeat ticket buyers and new ticket buyers. So if you actually think about all of this, most of the paid ads that you're running, so this could be on Meta, this could be with Awarity or Hibu or whatever digital platform that you're using for display ads. This could be billboards and radio and print and all of these different things that you're doing to try to get ticket buyers is really designed to get new ticket buyers. Now, your emailing and your texting and even some social media to an extent is designed to re-engage and convert past ticket buyers. So when we did the math and we took all of their ticket buyers and we put it onto a spreadsheet and we took a look at it, the ad agency actually broke even. They didn't make 4-to-1, not even close, not even 2-to-1. It was a break even. The marketing director deserved all the credit because most of the ticket buyers were repeat ticket buyers. That means that they had already purchased in the past, and the marketing director created some really good, highly converting emails that went out that got people to buy tickets. So what the ad agency should have put together should have been a better visibility, some sort of report that showed, hey, these are your repeat ticket buyers. Here's some of the revenue related to them. Here's your new ticket buyers. Here's your revenue related to them. So that the team could get a clear understanding of, here's how much money I'm making from email and texting, a lot of the things that I'm doing to get repeat ticket buyers to come back. And here's the ROI, the return on ad spend on our new ticket buyers. They put in 10 grand, they got $40,000 back. You could see that in a dashboard, in a spreadsheet. So you can say, well, yeah, I got 4-to-1 and I sold it to new ticket buyers. Oftentimes your new ticket buyers are your highest revenue ticket buyers because they're the first time coming to the ballpark or the arena or the soccer pitch, whatever it may be. They're the first time coming to your games. That means they're going to buy a lot more food. They're probably going to buy more merchandise because they have a little bit more. This is the first time they've ever been to the game. Now, repeat ticket buyers, statistics show that repeat ticket buyers, they don't buy as much on the merchandise side. They may stop and eat before they come to the game because they've experienced a lot of those things before, so they're not going to spend the money in a lot of those areas. But new ticket buyers are, because they want the full experience of what it's like to attend one of your sporting events. The long-term growth of a team is to find new ticket buyers. That is one of the main goals of a marketing director for a sports team. You've got to go out and repeat ticket buyers. You got to get those to come out, but you've also got to go find new ticket buyers. A healthy organization is 50-50 split of new ticket buyers and repeat ticket buyers. If it's 60-40, that's okay too. But if you're 80-20 with repeat ticket buyers versus new ticket buyers, you're not filling the funnel with more people that your ticket sales team can reach out to get them to buy mini plans and season tickets or even groups. You're not helping them. You're not growing the organization. So you really need to understand the difference between new ticket buyers and repeat ticket buyers and have some data. If you have too much on your plate right now and you're like, gosh, Jeremy, this is a great idea. I'd love to be able to see this, but I simply don't have the time or the hours or anyone on my staff that's smart enough to be able to put this together, hop onto my website, sportsmarketingmachine.com. Let's schedule a call. I can show you a demo report that I have, as well as what it would look like for several teams just like yours, so for you to be able to understand the impact of your marketing. And it's super simple for you just to click in and you would be able to see it. And most importantly, it's affordable and easy for you to use. So if you're interested, hop onto my website. Let's schedule a call, sportsmarketingmachine.com. I schedule a call. Happy to show you the demo of what it looks like for a deeper understanding of your marketing report. So biggest takeaways from this one are repeat buyers versus new ticket buyers. A lot of your marketing falls into one of those two categories. If you're emailing and texting and even some social media to an extent, you're trying to get repeat ticket buyers to come back out to games. Your billboards, your radio ads, a lot of those other things, they're trying to get new ticket buyers. Teams that spend a lot of time trying to figure out how much money did I make on Facebook, how much money did I make on radio, how much ROI on a lot of these places, it's going to be very hard for you to figure that out because we as consumers, the attribution is so hard. It takes 15 times for us to see something before we even think about buying it. So how could we clearly have an attribution to give credit to one area or another? You just simply can't do that right now because it's impossible to track it because of privacy settings and a lot of other different things. But at the end of the day, your goal is to sell new ticket buyers or repeat ticket buyers. So it's really good for you to understand how my email and texting is doing, how is my billboards and radio and all of the money that I'm spending, what that looks like as well. So it's really great for you to be able to dive into that. But like I said, if you're looking to have that report made for you, I'm happy to help you with that. It's really affordable, really simple to use, and it just gives you so much transparency of what's happening with your ticket buyers. If you're interested, please don't hesitate. Hop to my website, sportsmarketingmachine.com. Schedule a call. I'm happy to share with you a demo, and I hope you got a lot of value out of today's episode. Until next time.